And back here on ESPN Central Texas, championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copy or service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600, UBO Business Services. We're now joined on the phone lines by Bill Jones of CBS 11 Cowboys, hosting the Vikings on Sunday night. And Bill, we do appreciate the time. Your thoughts on Michael Bennett and the impact that he's already made for the Cowboys. A lot of people, I've seen headlines that he's the missing piece for this defense. Just a lot of buzz about what he's shown already in a very short amount of time. Your thoughts on the impact he can make on this defense or has already?
Yeah, I think it's a much-needed addition to that pass rush, and not only that, but also defending the run. He got 43 snaps, I think, against the Giants on Monday night. And as we talked about at the time of the trade, the Cowboys needed to figure out a way to find a veteran guy who could take Tyrone Crawford's spot on this roster after Crawford went on the injured list for the rest of the season. And they found a better version of Tyrone Crawford, assuming that Michael Bennett continues to fit in the locker room and the culture with the Cowboys, because on the field he definitely brings something that the Cowboys need, kind of adds an extra edge to their defense.
Do you feel like the last couple games the Cowboys defense has really started to get their way about themselves, similar to what they were last year, where they're starting to shape it, round into shape, let's put it like that?
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. They've got some takeaways. They finally started with that Philadelphia game, got takeaways right from the outset of that game, and gave the offense a short field to work with for the first time all season after going six games without starting a drive in the opponent's end of the field. So that's huge. Philly was not playing well at that time. They've gotten it together the last couple of games, it looks like. And the Giants with a rookie quarterback. So now we're getting into the meat of the schedule now for the Cowboys. And now let's see what they can do defensively against this Vikings offense, though it looks like the Vikings probably be without Adam Thielen, who hadn't practiced this week and missed most all of last week's game. But they got the leading rusher in the league right now in Dalvin Cook, and so it's going to be a test. And really, if you look over the next 4 weeks, they're playing four teams with a combined record of 23-10-1, so they're going to be tested here.
What did you make of Sean Lee's performance in relief of Leighton Vander Esch? It looked like he kind of turned back the clock a little bit, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't think – in fact, I don't think Sean Lee's play has dropped off any over the last couple of years. He's obviously battled the injury issues throughout his career. But, when you're playing the Sam, you're not going to get the same kind of opportunities as you get playing the Will in this defense. And not only the number of reps and snaps, but also – just the opportunity doesn't provide itself to make plays playing the strong side linebacker. So now he's back at his natural position at the Will. He impacts the game in more ways than just making tackles, from a mental standpoint, getting guys lined up in the right spot. But more than anything, diagnosing plays, and that's his real strength as a player. And it showed immediately once he's back inserted in that spot. It's going to be interesting now, assuming Vander Esch comes back this week, if they continue to use Lee at least a little bit at the Will, and maybe to keep Leighton fresh, maybe give him some series off. But we'll see how that goes, once game time hits on Sunday night.
Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And Bill, Amari Cooper's had a fantastic season, but he's been battling injuries throughout. Had an MRI this week on his knee. And, they're saying, it's something that you have to deal with. It's just the grind of playing during a football season. How much pain do you sense that he's having to deal with on a weekly basis? Obviously, he's still playing very well, but how much of a problem has this been for him dealing with these injuries?
Well, I think it's probably been a real issue for him. I mean, you go back to the Jets game where he came out of the game after three plays, and that shows you when they start missing game time, then it becomes a real issue. But they were able to manage it and get it back to where he was able to play the following week against the Eagles, and then last week against the Giants. Now, a new issue comes up with the knee, you know, and I don't know the specifics of it, but you know, sometimes when you've got one injury, your chances of incurring, especially with your lower leg, chances of another injury to a different part of your lower leg can happen because you're favoring it. And I think it's going to be something he's going to probably deal with the rest of the season. But he's a tough guy, and, you know, if anybody can battle through it, I think probably Cooper can.
What do the Cowboys need to do, in your opinion, to get off to quicker starts than they've been getting lately?
Don't turn the ball over. I mean, you know, they just aren't. You go back to the Packers game, they had interceptions in the first half of that game, the reason they fell behind. The Giants game, first play of the game, interception. I count a missed field goal, especially a long field goal attempt like they missed on the third possession. That's a turnover, giving the ball to the other team at midfield. And then Randall Cobb fumbles, and I don't necessarily blame Cobb for that. It was a bang-bang play. He really didn't have time to tuck it away securely. So, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes those turnovers happen when you're trying to do too much. I think it's partly a product of the fact that this team is trying to have more of a vertical passing attack, and so you're going to be susceptible to more turnovers by doing that, but hopefully you can make up for it on your next possession and be able to make plays and overcome it. To their credit, the defense came through after that early turnover and held them to a field goal. But again, that was against a Giants offense that isn't the same caliber as what they're about to see.
How much do you feel like DeMarcus Lawrence has really benefited from, you know, getting some more help? But I know Quinn's been back for a while now, but Bennett as well, and just those, that defensive line as a whole getting healthier.
I think he'll benefit greatly. The more pass rushers you've got, the more the offense has to figure out how they're going to block them and where they're going to give the extra protection to. I think early in the season, they would put a tight end or have a running back come over and chip Lawrence, and that affected his production, especially, you know, and Quinn missed the first two games and then missed the second half of another game. But the more the merrier as far as rushing the passer. And I think the other thing with Lawrence is, you know, coming off-season shoulder surgery. I doubt that he was 100% coming into the season because he didn't do much in the preseason. So September is like the preseason for him. And so assuming he stays healthy, I think he'll just get more productive as the season goes along.
Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Bill, obviously Kirk Cousins, ever since the kind of drama earlier in the year, has been playing a bit better. We know Thielen's probably not going to play, but Dalvin Cook's dangerous. What are the matchups that are the key players or the key position battles that you're looking at this weekend with the Vikings?
More than anything, it's the Cowboys' offensive tackles against the edge rushers for the Vikings. At left tackle, Tyron Smith will be matched up against Everson Griffin, but I'm really looking forward to what Lyle Collins' battle with Danielle Hunter, who's got 8.5 sacks this season, 48.5 sacks before he turned the age of 25, the quickest in the NFL ever to get to 48.5 sacks before the age of 25. Lyle Collins has played very well this season, and this is going to be probably his toughest matchup of the year. And so that's what I'm going to have my eye trained on, right tackle throughout this game.
Bill Jones, CBS 11, here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And Bill, we do appreciate the time as always. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.